Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into the third and final hour of this January 8th, 2004 edition. I'm still getting used to that. We got Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, coming on. And I respect his opinion because he's made a lot of amazing predictions in the past. I mean, 2, 3, 4 years out that have come true. And so we're going to have him on about the economy and a bunch of other different news items. He, of course, worked in military intelligence and has made the government very mad at him lately for what he's been forecasting. Right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to... I guess up next is Dave in Delaware. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Fine.
I was talking to a friend who's a district attorney.
And, yes.
And we were talking about the cameras that have been put in transformers, you know, the telephone lines and telephone poles. I had another friend who actually, you know, is a technician. He was telling me that they're actually, you can't even see them. They're really small. We know how small cameras can be now.
Okay, but for those, since you just got on with this subject,
yeah,
there are the visible cameras. But there have been hundreds of thousands, and there's company websites, news announcements, sold where it looks like a transformer, but it's really a surveillance pod with cameras in it. And, yes, go ahead.
And when I heard about that, I couldn't believe it, but the source that it was telling me was a highly trusted source, and it was confirmed by a couple other people, and I really believe them because they're just technician types. They have nothing to do with anything.
Well, sir, just type into a search engine. Yep. Hidden cameras in transformers and streetlights, and you'll have hundreds of mainstream news articles.
Well, this is, but when I was talking to the this district attorney about this, I said, "What's going on with these cameras everywhere?" This district attorney knew about it, and the district attorney said, "Yeah, we know about these sort of things, and we can't do anything about it." I said, "Well, what about our right to privacy and all that sort of stuff?" And this district attorney said, "Well, that only covers what you write; it doesn't cover your image." So you can be photographed as much as you want.
And that's totally false. Again, they tell these district attorneys, they tell cops, you know, there's no First Amendment anymore unless you're on the moon. And they go, okay, there's no freedom unless you're on the moon. It's just totally made up. So he said we can do nothing about it, of course, because it's federally funded to the states and counties. But did he say why they could do nothing about it?
Again, when the issue of privacy came up, it was made clear to me through the district attorney that you're only covered in the things that you write. So whatever you write.
So they can put a camera in the school bathroom now.
The written word.
I mean, that's a total fraud. People go to jail all the time.
Yep. The written word is covered.
A cop just did up in New York for videotaping people, peeping toms. This is pure garbage.
I don't even know who's watching these things. I don't know if it's the sheriffs. I don't know.
You obviously didn't hear yesterday's show.
No, I missed that one.
They're going to have people to graduate from high school will have to spend hours every day watching these cameras fed into their computers, and they're going to have citizens watching them and then reporting to police.
Well, as I said, your image is not covered, so...
But that's not true.
Well, that's what they're telling
us. He can say black people are slaves, and they gotta be out in the field with a bit in their mouth. It isn't true.
Well, they're doing it anyway, so every time you step out of your house, or even when you're not out of your house, assume that you're being videotaped or video recorded.
Well, they also have ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls.
Sure, they can
tell this fool that what he said, you know, a two-year-old should know that's not true.
Well, yeah, perhaps. I mean, they're sort of powerless themselves in a lot of ways.
Perhaps he's wrong.
Yeah, could be.
You do have a right to privacy. It's not just what you write. That's ridiculous.
That's just don't go. I thought I'd just let you know.
Oh no, I really appreciate your call. Where are you located in Delaware?
Wilmington.
And your district attorney told you.
This is a district attorney. I don't want to say who it is.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. I'm not mad at you, understand. I'm just upset about what he said. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. It's very informative. We'll be back.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this third hour. Let me hit a couple of top headlines, then we're going to go to Bob Chapman, and we'll go to... we'll go to Robert and Myron and Vig and Michael and everybody else. We're going to get to you, don't worry, here early in this interview, because it's all goes back to the same thing, the New World Order Crime Syndicate. Pentagon presses for U.S. operation in Lebanon. The Defense Department officially says they want to invade Lebanon now and perhaps Syria. This is big headlines. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Also, the New York Times reporting the White House says they don't care what federal judges say. They're going to continue to enforce arresting citizens without charging them for any suspicion of terrorism. And under Section 802, all suspicion of misdemeanors is terrorism. So that's the enemy combatant designation. U.S. copter goes down in Iraq, killing 9. And they're not saying how it went down. They're not sure. A bunch of other troops have been getting shot and killed and mortared, and 30-plus people were injured in one of those attacks. Very, very serious information. But bringing Bob Chapman up to the airwaves now, he's the international forecaster. And, Bob, I've had you on quite a few times over the last, I guess, 3 years, and you've made a lot of amazing predictions. You predicted that gold would go up quite a bit several years ago. You predicted that the dollar would plunge. You said 30 to 40%. Last time you were on, about 6 months ago. Before that, you made the same prediction. How were you able, I mean, I also, from what the IMF and World Bank said they were going to do to us, was saying it was going to go down, but how do you come upon your system of analysis?
Well, you have to remember I'm old, and I've been doing this for 44 years, virtually the same thing, and that is researching business, finance, economics, social, political issues all over the world. I was a stockbroker specializing in gold and silver shares for 28 years. And so each week we go through probably about 2,000 pieces of research information, much the same as your people do. And so we got a pretty good handle on what's going on, and the experience really helps. We've been through several bull markets in gold and silver, most of them small except for 1978-80. And yeah, we work 18 hours a day at it, and I do it because I love it.
Give folks some background on yourself.
Well, I went to university, and the government invited me to join them, as they did in the olden days. They drafted you, and I spent 5 years in counterintelligence in the United States government, and then 28 years as a stockbroker, owning my own firm. And then when I retired, I couldn't stand it, so I started writing the International Forecaster about 15 years ago. I started writing in 1967.
Absolutely. Bob, what is the New World Order? What are they doing financially? What do you see happening in the near term and the long term?
Well, the dollar will continue down another 40% versus the dollar index, as well as the euro, whether the Europeans like it or not. And it's been overpriced for a long, long time. The price of gold this year will easily go over to $512 an ounce. Could very well go to $680 or $840 for that matter, depending upon what happens. Like if we send troops into Lebanon and other places, then gold's going to jump more than it would otherwise. It's interesting, your commentary just earlier, I see that they're sending in several hundred mercenaries. The United States government is into Georgia, and that they're going to train the Georgian military there. And that is really the equivalent of Russia sending their mercenaries to Mexico and Canada to train them.
Well, they are. I tell you, it's really heating up.
And incidentally, you know, they're extending for 2 years all of those who are in the military who are going to retire, and they're also forcing an extended tour for another 2 years for those who are, you know, up for reenlistment or their terms are up.
And now they're calmly talking about invading Syria. That's the Pentagon report, and Lebanon. I mean, this is amazing.
Alex, the big question is, are they going to draft you and I again? I don't think they want us. We might have a strike in the military and all sit down.
Well, it's amazing. So you see the dollar going down even more?
Considerably more. Gold and silver going considerably higher. The current account deficit going higher. The fiscal budget deficit going higher. I see interest rates starting up this year.
Ron Paul says we're going to have a depression. And believe me, I don't like hearing that. And meanwhile, people are saying, hey, the economy's up, the economy's up. What's going on there?
Well, they threw a lot of money at the economy two ways. One, by a tax break, the second one, second tax break. And then the Fed, along with the fiscal profligacy of the United States government and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they've been creating somewhere around $1.5 to $1.7.5 trillion a year for the last 4 years. So that's what's kept things going. That's what's kept deflation and depression from grabbing the economy and sucking it down. Now, they can't do that forever. And what's going to happen is we're going to have inflation. Whether we'll get 13% again like we did in 19, 79-80 remains to be seen, but just 6, 7, 8, 9% is enough to throw gold easily over 1,000 with silver trailing behind. And so you have this box that they're in. There's no way out. So they will inflate first, buying time, and then we will go into a depression, and Ron Paul is right. And incidentally, this year, as I was going to say, interest rates will go up at least a point and probably a point and a half. Now, when that happens, mortgage rates go up, and the sale of new homes and existing homes have slowed down in the last 4 months. This could be the top, and if interest rates go up, we could have a slide in real estate, and that would take away people's confidence. The game would be over, and the stock market would go back and test the 72.36, and then it would break it and go lower.
Now, Bob, the stock market's up quite a bit, obviously hasn't gotten back all of its losses, but if the dollar's devalued by 40%+, then it's going to take more of those dollars to buy stocks. So in reality, the stock market's actually down. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say, and it should be pointed out that major American corporations are using their cash to buy their own shares as well as other S&P and Dow-based shares. And the United States government's plunge protection team, the working group in financial markets, as it's officially known, is in the market every day rigging it.
Now, this is publicly admitted, but the average American has no idea of its existence. Explain the market group and what the plunge protection team does.
Well, first of all, the market group is directed supposedly by the Secretary of the Treasury, the head of the Fed, the New York Fed, the CFTC, and the president of the New York Stock Exchange, when in fact they have a group of people that are ramrodded by the Undersecretary of State, and they're the ones, they have full-time staffs, 24 hours a day, just absolutely doing as they please in the markets, which are tax dollars. And you ask why the public doesn't know, that's why they have the Alex Jones shows and other shows like it, so that people can really learn the truth.
And that really is top-down market manipulation and insider trading on the giant industrial scale. Then they'll go after an inch-long minnow, as I describe her, like Martha Stewart, who's done nothing compared to the Enrons and others. But again, that's institutionalized. Fraud is okay, with Grasso getting 100-and-something million kickback when he left.
Well, she's not connected, and she's not part of the elitist group, part of a conspiracy that has existed for many, many years. And she's being made a goat of. Quite frankly, I don't think she did anything wrong, but let the jury decide. But the point is that I was involved and had been involved for 44 years with the brokerage business directly and indirectly. And the SEC and the NESD, for the most part, go after the little guys, the small and medium-sized brokerage firms, the little brokers who can't afford to challenge them. And they have perpetually left the mutual funds and the large brokerage firms get away with financial murder.
Well, they even admit the Martha Stewart thing is to, quote, increase confidence. Oh, she might have done some after-hours trading when she knew the stock was about to go down, involving a couple hundred thousand, maybe $1 million. Ooh, we really busted a big one for you.
She ran a stop sign if she's guilty. Really. That's how ludicrous it is. The guy that's really done a lot is the Attorney General for the City of New York, which is Elliot Spitzer. I mean, he's just ripped their pants down. He's just shown that the SEC does nothing, but pander to the conspiracy.
Okay, well, then that's a good question. Why is Elliot Spitzer, if New York's the heart of this, what is he really up to?
Well, I think he wants to aspire to higher office, and I think that's a wonderful idea.
So basically,
I mean, he's exposing all these evil people, and believe me, that's the correct word.
But again, I know these globalists to go after people that mess with them. Why haven't they gone after Spitzer?
Maybe he has, at the moment, too high a visibility.
Exactly, I agree.
I mean, he'd be a hard man to whack.
All right, we're going to come back and get into more of your predictions and when this depression's coming. And folks, I don't like talking like this. Ron Paul says on this show and in Matrix of Evil, the video, we're going to have a depression. I don't like what Bob Chapman's saying. I don't like what Ron Paul says, but they have credibility.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Stadtmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
All right, my friends, we're about to go to Robert and Myron and Mike and others that are patiently holding. Going back to Bob Chapman, International Forecaster, and we'll tell you about the newsletter here in a few minutes. Bob, I get confused. You know, they say they invaded Iraq. One of the reasons was because Iraq had said openly they were about to start only accepting euros for oil, or the new gold standard the other Arab countries, the dinar, were setting up. But then at the same time, Treasury Secretary Snow is running around bad-mouthing the dollar, saying a dropping dollar is a great thing. They're keeping the interest rates low, which is the big effect so foreign investment is leaving right when the euro comes online. I mean, this is all obviously being choreographed. From your research, what's the reality here? Because we know the European shareholders own our Federal Reserve. You know, we talk about the Europeans don't like a dropping dollar. Well, they said at Davos, Switzerland 4 years ago at the World Economic Forum, they want a slow decline of the dollar, not a fast one. So with all those points I threw out, what do you say is going on?
Well, in the last 5 years, the switching, as Iraq did, to the euro for trading in oil was confrontational. On the other hand, I wrote articles back in the early 1990s. In fact, I mentioned it in my next issue. And I said the reason that Iraq is going to be invaded is that the United States, wants to outflank Russia. That was the first consideration. And, you know, the movement of troops into Turkmenistan and now Georgia and other areas up there proves the point, especially the taking of Afghanistan. And so that's point, a very good point, the first strongest point for the administration, because they can indirectly and perhaps directly control the supply of oil. You then move to Saudi Arabia, which could very well be on the verge of an Islamic civil war, and that would have the effect of the United States moving their military in there to bring stability. And so what they're up to here is wrapping up all the oil supplies in the Middle East, and Iraq just happens to be step number one. They are looking for excuses to go into Iran and Syria. Now you talk about Lebanon.
But another part of that question is, why are they killing the dollar?
They're killing the dollar because I really believe, and I have for a long time, that they want to make the United States into a financial, economic entity which is on a par with Europe, if not lower. And by doing that to the dollar, the present reserve currency, they can bring that about in outsourcing of both corporations as well as particular jobs, is absolutely ripping this country apart. There's no way we can survive.
Well, I mean, I've heard them. I've heard them on the news and on NPR admit, "Oh, this will teach us Americans not to live outside our means." Ha ha ha! It's so cute. Which will also consolidate wealth into a tinier elite with a smaller, more manageable middle class. But you know, you talk about Saudi Arabia may fall. Exactly. The Saudis have said that MI6 is in there blowing stuff up to destabilize it. They want a radical Islamic regime. So they then have an excuse to send troops in.
Mm-hmm. And as far as debt is concerned in the United States, it's encouraged by the Federal Reserve, our banking system, particularly in the issuance of credit cards. Most people are behind the eight ball. In fact, every program I'm on, the first thing I've got to tell people is, please get out of debt. I know you have to have a house to get the tax write-off, but everything else, clear it out. And then you move into gold coins, and once you've done that, you move into gold shares. And at the end of the road here, wherever gold and silver are going to, you may not want to sell what you have in exchange for fiat currency.
Well, I've been buying gold for 3 years, and it's all increased in value, whether I bought it at $250 or $350. And people are calling me saying, you want to sell that gold? And no, I don't.
You've got a long way to go. I mean, we haven't even finished phase one of three phases. Gold is going over $3,000 an ounce, where silver or gold is hard to say, but it could easily go back to its high and in the $40, $50 area and perhaps even to $100 because there just isn't any out there.
Now, you're saying $500 by the end of the year.
Easily.
And then where is this $3,000 mark?
That's probably in 05, 06. And nothing happens overnight. You know, all the years I've been in this, you learn to have patience.
No, I understand. Now, can we see a correction in gold before it goes back up?
We've already seen it in the last few days. It's going higher. They're trying to suppress it, and they can't.
Okay, we'll come back, take three or four calls, I promise, folks. Then we'll get into how they suppress gold prices. And again, this is public, too. This isn't secret.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, folks. I've always believed in gold because, well, you got some paper currency that can be manipulated and is always manipulated. The big banks like to create depressions and recessions to consolidate power. But all these years they told you, don't own gold, stay in the stock market. And then now a lot of them are saying, okay, better buy some gold. And so the fraud meisters are having trouble suppressing it. We'll talk about how they do that. But right now, here with our guest, Bob Chapman, let's take a couple calls. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Robert from Michigan.
Yes.
Yes, 2 points. I was wondering if you heard recently that 165 communities have passed ordinance against the Patriot Act. And any employee, government employee of that community or county will be prosecuted or charged if they try to enforce it on any of its citizens.
Yes. In fact, I was part of getting the Patriot Act thrown out in Austin. I was either the first or one of the first people to write the law. And we have that law. I wrote on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the Patriot Act sections, and where I also have my analysis of it. And it's not 160. It's over 400 cities and four states. But the news keeps reporting 200 cities, 150 cities. Well, I mean, that was a year ago. It's well over 400.
I have to call George at the Emerson Review and tell him to revise that. Point number two, this is for Bob. Over history, silver has been basically 10 to 1 to 15 to 1 up to the late 70s. To me, it looks like silver has a long way to go to get in its old perspective.
And, well, I think you're right, but I think that the ratio lost its significance with the demonetization of silver back in the late 1960s. And I do think silver's going to go up, but for different reasons, and that is supply-demand. There's just too much more silver needed every year for industry and other things, and I think that that is going to continue. And I think the above-ground supplies are very, very, very small. And I think that those people who are short on the CFTC and COMEX, I think that they have been continuing to short. And the only way that they can absorb the kind of losses that they are is they have to have somebody behind them guaranteeing that. And the same goes for the gold market. And I believe that's the United States government.
All right. Well, does that answer your question?
Yeah, one more quick one. As far as taking possession versus paper on gold, I'm in the process of selling a home. I want to buy some hedge, gold or silver.
You do both. You, out of 100% of the funds that you have available, you want to have 25%, maybe more, in coins and the remainder in shares. And the reason why is that there's enormous leverage in the shares. But you have to be careful because the leverage works both ways. In other words, if silver doubles, you might have a silver stock that went up eight times. And so you've got to get some good advice, too, from someone who specializes in that area.
Well, thank you very
much.
On
the coins and bullion, you absolutely take delivery.
That's the way I feel, yeah. Well, listen, thanks, Robert. It's been very informative.
All righty, let's go ahead and talk to Myron in South Dakota. Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, Alex, you were talking about the courts earlier. You know, if you go to the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1, the courts are operating under the control of the Congress and under their good behavior, and if they start getting out of line, Congress has the right to virtually abolish those courts.
And now Congress is moving to cut funding to several of the courts, in including the Ninth Circuit.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I was going to ask you, Alex, are you familiar with Kevin Phillips?
Yes, the name rings a bell. Refresh my memory.
Oh, he goes back to the Nixon era. He wrote a book, and he was on C-SPAN Monday, and then yesterday morning he was on Imus, and this last night he was on Scarborough. He wrote a book called American Dynasty: Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush. It's all about the Bush family. So that would be kind of interesting. You may want to get a hold of this guy. And one other question I have for Chapman. Was there any investigation in the selling of put options on UAL for American Airlines before 9/11?
After 9/11, yes, but we have never been as a public privy to those findings. And
well, we know who was involved. There were a lot of former deputy and executive directors of the CIA involved. They busted two FBI agents in New York who were involved only in a $300,000 stock maneuver they did betting against. So there were a lot of government people that knew. I mean, that building was half empty. A lot of people were cashing in, but as usual, they burned two FBI guys who a week before cashed in money and had bragged that they knew about the attack that was about to take place. But again, that story disappeared.
And I hadn't even heard what you just said. I've never seen that anywhere.
Yeah, that's New York Daily News and New York Post, just little blurbs, yep.
Yeah, I get the Post every morning as well as the Times.
Well, that was right after 9/11, about 6 months after 9/11, those two boys, two FBI agents got prison time for insider trading on 9/11 prior knowledge, and then you never heard about it again.
Well, there's a lot of people who didn't get apprehended.
Absolutely.
Alex, one other thing. I was watching C-SPAN earlier this week in the morning, Washington Journal, and there was a little blurb that Richard Viguerie, who has been a big guru in the conservative movement, raising money for conservatives, he thought maybe with the Bush administration's increase, 50% increase in size since they've been in control, that maybe we'd be better off to have Howard Dean become elected president, and maybe the Republicans will start acting like Republicans again.
Well, see, you're a liberal. You're against gun control. You're against open borders. You're against cutting Taiwan loose to China. You're a communist. If you support communism, you're a neocon. Bob, would you like to comment on the massive growth of the government, the police state, all of it?
Well, I think it's all it's there for all to see, and the intention is the suppression of the American people, and that's part of the syndrome of taking the United States down to a level where they're not going to argue with these people when they want to institute a world currency and world government.
By the way, the father Mundell I'm having trouble here, not the IMF, of the EU. On Monday, Charles Mundell called for a world currency. He said, well, since we have a problem with the euro versus the dollar now, we always knew this was the plan, let's go ahead and merge the two.
Yeah, he was instrumental in the formulation of the euro starting back in 1972. And I wrote a piece about him this week, which will appear in the next issue.
So now, as we knew they would do, because we have their plans have been public for a while, they just don't put them in the nightly news, how long till first they're going to move to a global system that just sets the rates of the currencies, then they're going to move to one currency? How long do we see that?
The evolutionary process could take a number of years, at least a minimum of 4 to 5. And I think their grandiose ideas and expectations are out in left field, because they know there's going to be an enormous window of opportunity as we go into inflation and then deflation, which is depression, and that window of opportunity is going to be open to the public to change their government, because there are going to be a lot of people unemployed, there are going to be a lot of people who have lost their homes, and there are going to be a lot of people who can't feed their families, and they're not going to be very happy.
And that's why they're gearing up the police state to suppress.
Exactly.
And
that's
by the
why
way,
you absolutely never turn in your weapon.
And by the way, folks, for those who don't understand, that's not my opinion. It's not Bob Chapman's opinion. How important were the Joseph Stiglitz World Bank documents that got released 2 years ago, Bob, where they admitted that they like to create depressions, then that cause riots, then they can have a police state crackdown and put a dictatorship in place?
Absolutely, and they came right out and said that. And Stiglitz, they call him a rogue now. This is a man who worked within that structure for many, many years.
Well, he was the head economist.
That's right.
I wonder why he quit. Well, he said why. He said he couldn't sleep anymore.
Well, there are some people out there who have a conscience who are involved in that whole thing. And there's millions of people involved. They're all over the world that know what's going on inside. It's just that the remainder of the world, the other 99%, don't have a clue.
Well, that really is the problem. They don't have a clue.
And they don't want to hear about it. You know, don't bother me. They're sheeple.
Well, I tell folks that the dollar's down by over 40%, and they go, what's that mean? And I go, haven't you heard that, Mexico had a low-value peso, that's a bad thing. You know, Russian rubles, ha, ha, ha. And they don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, you're right. And we're not talking about people who dig ditches. We're talking about people with university degrees. And, you know, if you hark back to the time you were in school, you'll say to yourself, gee, in Echo 1, 2, and 3, I never was told anything about gold or silver or classical economics. It was Samuelson's book and all that garbage, and that's all I ever learned.
So it goes back to the educational system. They just had a major study of 339 universities. Over 65% didn't know what the First Amendment was, and that was administrators, too. And then they would tell them what it was, and they said, oh, no, I don't agree with that.
Well, good. Go to another country.
Well, I mean, I have this problem. The Pope called for a New World Order last Friday. It was in CNN, and I still get emails saying I'm crazy. There's no such thing as a New World Order.
Well, people can't project themselves, and most of them are too busy trying to make a living.
Amazing. We're going to go to some more calls here in a second, but thanks for the call, Myron. Bob Chapman, I want to briefly, before we go to more calls, talk about how, and there's been lawsuits over this, how the big banks suppress the price of gold. How do they do that?
The big banks are used as the instrument. We're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, and they act, and in all probability, are guaranteed against loss by the U.S. Treasury. There's a subsidiary to the U.S. Treasury formed in 1934 called the ESF, which is the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And they use that fund to influence the stock market through the plunge protection team, and they also use that fund to suppress the price of gold and silver and anything else that they want to do. And that's basically how it's done. It's just that simple. It's just if you ask 1,000 people in America what's the Exchange Stabilization Fund, there may be one or two that know what it is.
And chances are they work for it.
Probably.
Or in some...
Either that or they listen to your program or read the International Forecaster.
Now, one of the lawsuits that was brought against them by a big gold mining association was they take 10 big banks, all interlocking, owned by the same people. You know, it's like Standard Oil broken into 12 parts. Well, it was just 12 different, venues owned by the same people. They will then sell each other gold at incredibly low prices, and thus that then sets the benchmark for low gold prices. Isn't that the most classical way to do it?
It has been in the past, but they may be doing that right now, but more so they're going in and suppressing the market, and that's because they have this tremendous physical offtake going on, particularly from India, China, and the Middle East. And that's where most of the buying is coming from. Now, official holdings of gold are 32,000 tons. There's one group that estimates 15,000 of it have been sold. My estimate is 22,000. That leaves 10,000 tons that's available to physically suppress the market, and they may not even have that. The United States may not even have its gold that they say it has, because it hasn't been audited from 1957, and they won't allow an audit. So we don't know whether they got any gold or not.
Well, also, I tell people every time I talk about how gold has been confiscated four separate times in the last 80 years, they roll their eyes at you, but my grandparents remember it. I've got one grandmother left now, but they all remember it, and talk to an old person before they're gone, but you can also get the news stories. But Roosevelt, first act as president, turn your gold in, I'll give you paper. After all the gold was turned in, they turned around and doubled the price of gold after it had been publicly sold to Europe at the reduced price. I mean, that's highway robbery.
And we've been buying American 20s from Europe here in the United States ever since.
Yeah, I've talked to the gold brokers and the gold buyers. That's where it comes from.
That's right.
Buying our gold back that they got for paper money they gave us.
That's right.
So if we've had scams that big, Bob, how do we stop them from doing that to us again?
All we can do is what we're doing right now and trying to inform the public, because they're not going to get the truth in the media or from their politicians or from their universities. We just got to do the best we can do.
And, yeah, they can come take your children, take your wife, take your gold, take your car, but having the money in the bank or a safety deposit box is even worse, because the new Patriot Act doesn't even let you keep gold or cash in a safety deposit box. Now they can go take it from you.
Well, that means you got to bury it, doesn't it?
This is so overtly criminal. How did they convince our grandparents, your parents, Bob, to turn their gold in for paper?
Well, I think one of the things you have to consider is that not an awful lot of people owned gold in those days because they were in the middle of depression. And a lot of it had been sold in order to get money to live. And what was left was probably in the hands of the more wealthy. I mean, you know, just look back. We had a depression that began in 1929. The worst years of the depression were 33, 34, and 35. And had it not been for a deliberately convoluted war, we would have never came out of it.
It's amazing, Bob. So how long till we go into this depression that Ron Paul's talking about?
Oh, we'll go in starting next year. And the following year, I think it'll be in the streets.
Now, you've never talked like this, Bob. Why do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it's a simple group of events, one of which follows another. You have a depression. You have unemployment. You have people who lose their residences. You have people who don't have any money left. You have people going bankrupt. You have people who can't feed their children. They're going to go out there and start raising heck.
Yeah, we're not the Christian society we were in the 1930s. Can I chop some wood for you for a sandwich, man?
Well, you're absolutely right.
Bob Chapman, final segment. We'll take a final call, and we'll also plug your newsletter and give out the toll-free number. When we get back, stay with us, folks.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. Bob Chapman, I know that you offer a free copy of your very informative and thick newsletter. How do folks get a copy of that before we take a couple final calls?
We publish weekly by the internet, by email, and it runs around 30 or 40 pages a week, and we publish twice a month in hard copy. You can get an introductory copy by calling 877-479-8178. And I'll repeat that. 877-479-8178. And Midas Resources has a special, and they are offering anyone who buys more than $3,000 worth of coins from them a free one-year subscription. So you should keep that in mind.
All right, so what's that number again to get the free copy?
It's 877-479-8178.
All right. Let's, folks, take advantage of that. Let's talk to Bill in Mass. Go ahead, Bill.
Good afternoon, Alex and Bob. I'm a little bit confused. I did some very interesting study in college on economics, but lately I've been hearing big concern about where Iraqi oil is sold, and I always thought it was a commodity. The same way I used to think that gold was a commodity, but now, since hearing you fellows talk, I'm beginning to think of it not so much as a commodity unless it's traded. And that's
well, understand that it's done through monopoly. And what we're talking about is, what will the Arabs accept for a currency? If they won't accept the dollar, that drives it down further. Bob?
Well, as far as oil is concerned, it goes into the open market unless it has to be spirited out of the country, which Iraq was doing earlier. And they also, in the oil that they were selling officially under sanctions, had switched to selling it in the form of euros. As far as gold being a commodity, yes, it is in the sense that it's used in manufacturing, but gold is the oldest money in the face of the earth. And that's something that I did not learn when I went to Northeastern University. Where did you go?
But I'm wondering, today all places, the Drudge Report, I was reading about the IMF being very concerned about our national debt and how it may be screwing up the world economy. And I'd like to hear more about that. What you've been talking about is
well, that's just good
alarming.
Cop, sir. I read that article in the first hour, and it's on Infowars.com. That's good cop, bad cop behavior. The shareholders of Europe are the shareholders of this system. Bob Chapman, your comments on that.
That's a beautiful answer, because that's exactly what it is, because the IMF and the World Bank are the antithesis of gold. And they also are the antithesis of solid money. Solid money would be backed by gold.
I would like to buy some gold, but I'm just afraid that somehow or other, just like guns, gold would be taken away.
Well, that's the point. They could, hey, don't have children because they could take your children. Don't walk outside because you might get, run over by a car. That's the point, is that nothing's safe in tyranny, but at least you'll have physical possession. That's what we've been discussing here. They can take your stocks. They can take your bonds. They can take your bank account. That's the point. We're living in tyranny, my friend. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to Scott and others. Call me back tonight or back tomorrow. Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on the show.
Please have me back. I love it.
You bet. Give folks the number again for the free newsletter.
That number is 877-479-8178.
All right. God bless. Folks, I'm not going to plug my videos this hour. They're great films. You want to support us? You should get them. They're all excellent. Well, I'll tell you the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You need to order them via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get out there and expose evil, folks. Wake up to the reality. Get your head out of the sand. See you back tonight, back tomorrow.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.